Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing the end of Siman Reish Pei Dalet and the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Hei. So this is page Samach Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. We are up to Si'if Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Eina Maftir Maftir Achi Yigmar Agola Ligla LaSefer Torah. They don't begin the Haftorah until the Hagba Galila is over. The Galila needs to be finished. Everything you can't start when they're still rolling the Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Of Katnian Bays. Why is that? Hainu Shein Rashi Las Chilomer Aftar Rashi Yigmar Vatam Kiteisha Kamagol Litin Libel Mashi Yomer Amaftir, because we want the person who's doing Hagben and the person who's doing Galila to also pay attention to the Aftara. Shechovi Al Kaladim Shema Parshas Aftara Kamo Parshas Shabesefer Torah, because everyone in the shul is obligated to hear the entire Aftara, just like everyone in the shul is obligated to hear the entire Kriyas Torah. Ubrashi Shamash Meshatar Klamtin Rashi Yigla Sefer Torah Bimit Pecholseha. And Rashi sounds like you have to wait until they not only roll the Sefer Torah, but have it covered in the mantle as well. Ein l'salik me'al shulchan sefer neviim o chumish shekarim ba maftir adachar bracha kdei sheir v'yivarech al mashi hiftir, that you should not remove from the shulchan the whatever book it is that you're reading the Haftorah out of, whether it's a klaf or whether it's a chumish or whether it's a Tanakh that you're reading the Haftorah out of, until you conclude the brachos after the Haftorah, because it should be evident that the bracha is being recited on the Haftorah. So only if the book that you read the Haftorah from is in front of you is it evident that the book is that the brachos are going on the Haftorah. Siv Zayin. B'Shabbos HaParshios Mechubaros Maftirin B'Haftorah's Parsha Shnia, that whenever we have a double parsha, we almost always do the Haftorah from the second of the two parshios. Hagas, says Rama, Vayin lekaman simtav chavches, that take a look what we're going to write in simtav chavches. So let's pause there and look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Yud Gimel Shniyah Sheba Mesayim Min HaSakriya. Why is the Haftorah from the second of the two parshios? Because we always have the Haftorah that relates to the theme of what we just finished reading, what we concluded with. Vayin lekaman simtav chavches, what's he referring to in that he's going to talk about later in Simtav Chavches, Linyan Haftaras Achremos Ukadoshim Kshein Mechubaros V'yasher Dini Haftarah, that there are exceptions to the rule that Haftarah of Achremos Ukadoshim, since the Haftarah of Kadoshim speaks ill of Yerushalayim and we never want to speak badly of Yerushalayim, so we always read the Haftarah of Parshas Achremos with a very, very rare exception, and maybe no exceptions at all. I mean, this year, right, we had a situation where we read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row because the parshios were split and there was no other Haftorah to read in that place. So it was a machlokas whether you're supposed to read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row or if there's once in a blue moon that you'll actually read the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim. So there are these very rare exceptions. But for the most part, we always read the Haftorah of the second of the two parshios. Says the Rama further now, back in the Rama, V'nogu l'haskir achar kriyas HaTorah nishmos ha-mesim u'levarich ha'oskim b'tzorchi tzibur kal makom fi minhago, that we add in extra tefillos after kriyas HaTorah, we for aliyas neshama of people who died and to bless those who are involved in communal needs, and every shul should follow their minhag. V'nogu l'omar yukum porkan v'en b'zeh mishum isur tchina b'shabbos, and we say yukum porkan, and that's not a violation of doing bakashos on Shabbos. The gamkein organ lomer of arachamim. We also say in a arachamim paragraph. Ubechol yom sheinom rav tzidkas tzedek ein omrim osom. Whenever you don't say Tzidkas Tzedek, you also don't say Avarachmim. V'chem k'shiyesh chasna omila, and also if there's a Shavar Brachos or a Bris in Shul that Shabbos, you don't say Avarachmim. V'yesh mekomos she'en omroso k'shem v'orch nachodesh milvad v'yimei asfira v'hoch b'chol ze achar minog. And some places, which I think is most places nowadays, don't say Avarachmim when you're mevarich l'chodesh on Shabbos mevarchim, except for if it's during the days of Sfira, and every Shul should follow their minhag. Siv katan tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah. Achar kriyas haTorah. Lafuke achar ashrei lo yomar shum davar. We say all these added things after kriyas haTorah, but once you say ashrei, you shouldn't add anything else. Da kaddish om lefnei amud kodim tzil shmon esrei hu koyal ashrei, because the kaddish that precedes musaf goes on the ashrei. And therefore, you shouldn't put anything in between the Ashrei and that Kaddish. And the Vayahalu that they say, that's not a Hefsik. So you shouldn't add any Mishabeirachs or anything like that after Ashrei before the Kaddish. It's a little bit of a Pella that the Minig is that we have a Rabbi's Drasha at that time after the Ashrei before the Kaddish, because that's really, the Mishabur says, you're really not supposed to do that. Umashin Ishtarvi Vaminig. And the fact that there's a minig in many places that the chazan takes the Sefer Torah and says a mishaberech for cholim at that time, that's not proper. In between Ashrei and Kaddish, there should be nothing. And we said that any day that you don't see tzchus tzedek, you also don't say avrachamim. V'im chal tishba b'shabbos, if tishba falls out on Shabbos, af b'sherem tzchus tzedek, even though it's a day that you don't say tachnun, therefore you don't say tzchus tzedek by mincha, omrim avrachamim. We still do say avrachamim. Kein kosvali rabba, b'sim tofkov nun zayin, v'aprim gadim, b'sim tofkov nun tes. And we would also mention the neshamos on Tishba that falls on Shabbos, whatever neshamos you would mention on a regular Shabbos. But on Shabbos mevarchim of Chodesh Av, or on Shabbos that is Rosh Chodesh Av, we do not say avarachimim, and we do not do askaras neshamos. We said that whenever it's a Shabbos Mevarchim, we do not say Avrachimim, unless it's Svira. Ve'in maskirim b'neshamos, and we also are not maskirim neshamos. Va'afil makom shomrim Avrachimim, kagon b'yimei Svira, and even in places where we do say Avrachimim, even though it's Shabbos Mevarchim, like during Sfira, afilu achi en maskirim bo neshamos, rak l'mich nifter bo seshvua. But we're not going to say anything to as a zecher nishmas for people, except for people who died that week. V'ar prim gadim kasav shekadom shein maskirim bo az neshamos klal, and prim gadim says we don't mention any neshamos. B'yimei Sfira, we said during Sfira we always say avarachamim. Mishum shayu ha'gzeros ba'osuzman, because the gzeros for which avarachamim was composed happened during Sfira, and even if there's a mila, so you have two reasons to not say avarachamim. Number one, it's Shabbos Mevarchim. Number two, it's a mila. Afilu achi omrim, you still say it if it's during Sfira. To omrim also be mei chodesh nisan, kishim mevarchim chodesh iyar. This may not mean tarti l'tivusa. My raya, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you would say it even if there's a mila in the shul, is because we find that even when there are two reasons not to say it, but it's Sfira, we still say it anyway. The raya is the Shabbos Mevarchim of chodesh iyar. It's Shabbos Mevarchim, and it's during chodesh Nisan, and during Chodesh Nisan we don't say Tachnun. So those are two reasons not to say Avrachamim, and nevertheless we still do say it because it's during Sfira. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll say even more. Even if it happens to be that there's a Mila in the Shul, and it's Shabbos Mevarchim, and it's Mevarchim of Nis, and it's Mevarchim of Iyar, so it's still in Chodesh Nisan. So you have three reasons not to say Avrachamim. But since it's during Sfira, you say it. When Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Shabbos, then we don't say it. V'kol shkein shein maskirim bo neshamos, v'chein b'chol chodesh nisan, af b'yom shalachar pesach, tutoch hasvira, gam kein ein maskirim bo neshamos, throughout chodesh nisan, we're not maskirim neshamos, aval avarachim omrim bo kim to shu b'yimei svira. But we do say avarachim during chodesh nisan because it is during svira. So we do say avarachim after Pesach during Chodesh Nisan. Okay, now we begin Simin Resh Pei Hei. Likra Parsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. This is the Simin about doing Shnayim Mikra. So very, very relevant halacha l'maisa. Si'if Aleph. Even though a person hears the entire Kriyas HaTorah every week in Shul, Parsha Sosa Shvur Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum Afila Taurus V'Divan. You still have to do Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum on your own, and even the words Ataros V'Divan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Likros Atzmo B'Kol Shvur, Hainu Shelo Yakdim Likros Kodem Oso Shvur. You're not supposed to start Shnayim Mikra before the week in which we read that week's Torah portion. V'Gam Lo Ya'acher, and you also shouldn't go past that week. So if this coming Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas Toldos. So we're supposed to get the entire Parshas Toldos within the last Shabbos to this Shabbos. Exactly when we'll see later in the Siman. You start on Mincha, you start on Sunday. Should you finish on Friday? Should you finish? Okay, those are details. But for the most part, it's got to be during that week. That's what's called being Mashlim Parsh Yosef Im Hatzibur. When it's the week that the Tzibur is going to be reading that Parsha. Rav Shachter had a Psak this year when we had a 3-day Yontif and Parsha, so it went straight from Simchas Torah into Parshas Bereishis, that he thought you could do Shnayim Mikra from the preceding Sunday. Because he said, Imat Zibur means the week of. So as long as, even though you haven't done Zosa Bracha yet, but I mean, we haven't read the Zosa Bracha in Shul yet, but it's the week of. Imat Zibur just means the week of. So you have to be Mashem Imat Zibur. We call it Mashem Bar Shiosim Imat Zibur. Marich lo Yom of Shnosav. And the Gemara says it's a skula for Arichus Yamim. Shnayim Mikra, Avalo Yikra Echad Mikra Ve'echad Targum V'yichavim Lishma Me'ashat. What you should not do is just one time Mikra, one time Targum, and just pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah. That's not Shnayim Mikra, that's Echon Mikra. El Tzorch Likros Beis Pami Mikra Chutz Mimash Shem Me'ashat. You need to actually read it yourself twice in addition to hearing it from the Bal Korei. Im Lo Shekara Az Gamkin Bepiv. But the exception is, if while you're hearing from the Bal Korei, you're also verbal, you're also saying it out, so then that does count as one of the Shnayim Mikra. Vayin Magen Ravim Sivkan Ches Shekasa B'Shem Lechem Chamudos Tibidiyav Yotzei Pamachas Mash Shem Me'ashatz Magen Avram Kos Lechem Chamudos, that you can be Yotzei one of the Shnayim Mikras when by just hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur. V'yesh Achronim Shemachmir Nafilu Diavet, and some Achronim say even B'diavet you're not Yotzei that way. But it seems like at the very least, if you say it along, then everyone agrees you are Yotzei. Ubinin Akriya Yesh Deos B'zeh Bein Achronim. Now exactly how to do Shnayim Mikra is a Machlokas Achronim. Yesh Om Shikra Kol Pasuk Beis Pa'amim V'targum Alav. Some say you do Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum, right? V'yesh omrim shikra kol parsha beis pamim v'achar kach hatargum. Hayinu shikra kol parsha b'chusa ustuma beis pamim v'achar kach hatargum. And some say, no, do the whole parsha, meaning the way it's divided in the Torah with psuchas and so, do the whole parsha twice, and then the entire targum on that entire parsha. Those are the two deos that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Happens to be Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his introduction to Sefer Emes Yaakov, suggests what he thinks is the more correct thing is to do a third option, which is to do the whole parsha, and then mikra targum, mikra targum, mikra targum, right? Pasuk targum, pasuk targum, pasuk targum. So one read through, and he thinks that the reason that they have shnayim mikra as opposed to echad mikra is because we're trying to show two levels of Talmud Torah that you get when you learn Chumash. That there's a level of Talmud Torah of just saying the words of Chumash, whether you understand them or not. That is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. That if you're bored and you don't know how to learn, and you just take out a Chumash and read it, even if you don't understand it, you yotzi Talmud Torah on some level. And then there's obviously a higher level of Talmud Torah of Chumash when you read it. There's no other sefer on earth that if you just read without understanding that you yotzi Talmud Torah, right? It's only Chumash. But there's obviously the better ways to understand it. So Rabbi Yaakov thought that the concept of Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum was to highlight that uniqueness of Chumash. That I could read it once, just read it right through. I don't understand, doesn't matter, I'm just reading it right through. And then the next time, Pasuk Targum, I'm understanding. Pasuk Targum, I'm understanding. So you're showing that higher level of Talmud Torah. So like neither of these deos. Magen Avraham and Shaar Teshuvah Mitzadim Kedei Rishona. Magen Avraham and Shaar Teshuvah seem to assume that it's Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum. Ubesefer Maisa Rav Isa Shahagrotna Aglomar Targum Achar Kol Parsha Pchuso Stuma O Achar Makam Shiner Yosar Hefsik Inyan. Udavid Kamarav, Udavid Kamarav. And the Grad did like the second opinion, and you can follow whichever one you want. Mi Mishu baki betam ubenukudos balpe tov lahadir likros b'sefer Torah gufa. If you happen to know how to lane the whole parsha, better to do shnayim mikra from a Torah itself, from an actual sefer Torah. So we said even the words ataros v'divon. What's so special about those words? Ratzalomer afal pishen botargum. Even though those words don't have a targum on them, you still do them shnayim mikra vecha targum. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out v'hu adin Ruvain v'Shimon uchayotze batzarich l'kros l'gimel panim. Right, the names don't have a targum on them either, but you read them three times. V'yesh machminu ataros even sheish batargum Yerushalmi tzarich l'kros shom hatargum. That some say that no, ataros v'divon l'chiddush is that even though they don't have a targum unkelus, they do have a targum Yerushalmi. So when there's no targum unkelus, you should then default back to you should go do targum Yerushalmi. Okay. So what we learned tonight is first of all that the maftir should only start once the Torah is fully wrapped, so that the golel can hear every single word. We also learned that on a double parsha, we almost always read the haftorah of the second parsha, with certain exceptions like our Chrimus Kedoshim. And we learned that there's a minute to say a number of things, such as Avarachamim, but we don't say anything after Ashrei, and there are Shabbosos that we don't say Avarachamim, like Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh, but during Svira, no matter how many reasons there are not to say Avarachamim, during Svira we always say Avarachamim. And then we learned that there's a requirement to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, and one of the times reading could be if you are reading along with the Baal Korei, but ideally not just by listening to the Baal Korei, and two ways of doing Shnayim Mikra, either pasuk targum, or parsha targum, David kamaravid, choose whichever one works best for you. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Beis. I assume the shir will be a little earlier tomorrow. I'm probably going to do before Mincha tomorrow, I think. I assume no one's going to work tomorrow, so okay. But stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat.